Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, April 10th. From Capitol coverage, drivers will likely face new rules when they travel on Interstate 70 next winter. Lawmakers in the state Senate approved a bill Monday that requires drivers to carry chains or have adequate tire tread in the mountain corridor from September to June. The state is also considering new checkpoints to enforce the rules. The bill faces one more vote in the House before it heads to the governor. It has earned strong bipartisan support in both chambers. The Colorado River Delta is shaped by geographical and political boundaries. It lies on the U.S.-Mexico border, and its fate is controlled by people on both sides. Nowhere is that more apparent than at the site of an accidental wetland. Luke Runyon continues his series on the last 100 miles of the Colorado River.
Juan Butron Mendez navigates a small metal motorboat through a maze of tall reeds at the Cienega de Santa Clara in the Mexican state of Sonora. It's nearing sunset, and the sky is turning shades of light blue and purple. It smells like wet earth, an unfamiliar scent in the desert. Mendez lives nearby and works for the conservation group Pro Natura Noroeste. He cuts the motor, and we sit quietly on the shallow water and watch as species of coastal birds land here for the night. There are American coots with their white bills and dark gray feathers, followed by broad-winged, yellow-beaked pelicans. Mendez has explored this wetland since its creation in the 1970s. He's been called the patron saint of the Cienega.
Water started to flow to this place in the 1970s. I would walk around here without having to worry about getting wet.
The wetland is fed by a concrete canal that removes salty runoff from American farms across the border. It's a perfect stopover for migratory birds on their journey along the coast.
When I come here, as soon as I arrive, it's like a happiness. It's a pleasure.
But there's a problem. As the Colorado River Basin heats up and dries out, Mendez is concerned people will stop thinking of the Cienega's water as waste, find a way to use it, and in turn, harm this oasis.
The biggest threat that has me thinking at times, although you won't believe it, I'm thinking that one day, when we least expect it, the United States will say, no more water for the wetlands of Santa Clara.
No más agua para la ciénaga de Santa Clara.
His concern is valid. A way to treat the agricultural runoff already exists in Yuma, Arizona. Mike Norris manages the Yuma Desalting Plant for the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation.
This is the largest brackish water facility in the country and the second largest in the world.
Finished in the 1990s, the plant could treat the salty wastewater and send it to Mexico for use on farms and cities to meet treaty obligations. But it's never been fully operational.
The Yuma Desalting Plant is nothing but a tool in the toolbox. It's a costly tool to operate.
During prolonged dry spells, though, those costs become more reasonable. If the U.S. did decide to dust off the cobwebs, it would allow for more water conservation. But it would be bad news for the Cienega, which would then only receive briny waste with little water, making it inhospitable to wildlife.
If we continue in a drought situation, as Lake Mead drops, the plant could be considered as one of the tools to take out of the toolbox to help conserve water in Lake Mead.
But because it sat idle for so long, it would need millions of dollars in improvements before it could be used, and that funding isn't secure. It's hard to imagine what the Colorado River Delta looked like when the river still flowed here. The Cienega is bordered by miles and miles of crusty salt flats. But sitting on a boat inside the wetland, you can picture the delta in a past life. The wetland's patron saint, Juan Butron Mendez, says the fate of the area is uncertain.
The two countries were neighbors, right? The United States and Mexico. We need to have an agreement between the two countries, right? That won't happen, because it would be a disaster.
The country's relationship has been put to the test because of ongoing threats from President Donald Trump. And other outside pressures like climate change and growing populations could make it that much harder to keep this wetland from disappearing. I'm Luke Runyon in Sonora, Mexico.
The Colorado River Drought Contingency Plan passed through Congress and is on President Trump's desk, awaiting his signature to become a law. According to the Montrose Daily Press, the Colorado River Drought Contingency Plan Authorization Act was quickly approved, with Representative Scott Tipton co-sponsoring the House version and U.S. Senators Michael Bennett and Cory Gardner spearheading the effort in the Senate. The act directs the U.S. Department of the Interior to implement the drought contingency plan that seven states in the Colorado River Basin spent years crafting. Colorado, New Mexico, Utah, and Wyoming are the upper basin states whose water is stored in Lake Powell. Lower basin states are California, Nevada, and Arizona. Their water is stored in Lake Mead. All states and Mexico are part of the 1922 Colorado River Compact, which governs the division of the river's water between the states. The drought contingency plan is a formal strategy to maintain levels at Lakes Powell and Mead in the face of drought conditions. If the act becomes law, Colorado and the other upper basin states can begin the process of rebuilding their savings account in Lake Powell and addressing supply-side issues. Significant ongoing drought, coupled with soaring population growth, has imperiled storage levels at the reservoirs, as well as the hydroelectric plant generated at Lake Powell. Under the drought contingency plan, the lower basin states have agreed to a specific schedule of curtailments or shortages when levels at Mead reach certain points. Colorado and the other upper basin states have agreed to a multi-pronged approach that includes increased cloud seeding and more tamarisk eradication. Another component is using Blue Mesa, Navajo, and Flaming Gorge reservoirs to send water to Powell when drought conditions demand it. Colorado and the other upper basin states have to determine how much water can be sent from those reservoirs if the drought contingency plan has to be enacted. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, April 10th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.